Year-End Financial Review. In my post titled, You Can't Improve What You Don't Measure, I explained why measuring your performance is critical to achieving your goals. Whether in business, sports, school, or in any area of life, you can't improve what you don't measure. The same rule applies to your personal finances. As we move into the final month of 2010, I want to encourage you to take the time to review your finances, make refinements, and set new goals. If you do this, you'll be more likely to achieve your long-term financial objectives. You'll feel like you're in control of your money, and you will enjoy the peace that comes from knowing you have a plan. As part of this process, you will learn these things. Your total net worth, which is your assets minus your liabilities. The categories in which you are over and under your budget. Where you need to make refinements in your budget. How your assets performed. And the areas that you need to refine in your investment portfolio. Let's first take a look at discovering your net worth. The first thing I do in this year-end activity is to update my net worth ledger. A simple Excel document lists my assets. Next to each asset, I enter what I believe is the fair market value for that asset. Some are easy to determine, such as the value of my stock market investments. However, other investments, such as my real estate holdings, require an honest assessment of their true market value. I then list my liabilities. At the end of the document, I subtract my liabilities from my assets to determine my year-end net worth. Whether you make your list of assets and liabilities on a pad of paper or on your computer, your goal is to determine your total net worth. This allows you to see how well you performed in relationship to your goals and serves as a new baseline upon which to build in the upcoming year. Let's now take a look at how to examine your budget. Having a personal budget is a critical element in living a financially responsible life. Once it is established, you must have the self-control and discipline not to exceed it. People who don't set and live by a personal budget are unlikely to ever get ahead. At the end of each year, I create a final budget report. This report lists all the categories, such as groceries, gasoline, auto repairs, vacations, charitable givings, mortgage payments, real estate taxes, and so on. To the right of each category are two vertical columns. The first column shows the amount of money budgeted for a specific category, and the second shows the actual amount spent. I use a financial software program called Quicken, which allows me to create this report in a matter of minutes.